Bayou Diversity with Kelby Uchley.
Not long ago, a cousin passed along to me a chair that once belonged to my great-great-grandmother. She is said to have brought the chair with her when she came to Union Parish from the Atchafalaya Swamp, or South Mississippi, no one is sure which. She died in 1925 at the age of 77. The chair is laden with hints and mysteries of lives past. Just a bit larger than a child's chair now, it was originally a rocking chair but was converted to a simple ladder back when the rockers wore out or broke. Someone with hard scrabble talent built the handmade chair out of native white oak. Flaking brown paint reveals bare wood with long horizontal rays, a characteristic that distinguishes white oak from red. Though simple in style, the chair is not without a touch of refined craftsmanship in the three thin curved slats that undoubtedly supported the weary backs of subsistence farmers. The seat was originally made from the stretched hide of either a deer or cow. About the time of the Great Depression, the seat wore out, timing that may not be coincidental. By then, the chair had been passed down to my cousin's mother, and her husband promptly replaced the seat with a rough-sawn cypress board. Saw marks on the board indicate that the lumber was cut with a circular saw blade about 3 feet in diameter. It was not run through a planer, thus foregoing an unnecessary expense in a time when cash was scarce. Someone, probably a mischievous boy cousin with a jackknife, whittled small notches in the top slat when no one was looking. The most intriguing part of the chair are the front stretchers. These rungs have been worn to nearly half their original diameter by propped feet, and likely by the same person because most wear is on the same part of the same stretcher, a person who favored his or her left foot. Knowing how hard it was to survive on a small farm in the Red Clay Hills, I suspect the mark to be an artifact of worry. On the other hand, great-great-grandmother was known to revel in the music of her small round accordion. I prefer to think she rocked the rockers off her chair and then wore through the rung while marking time to a Cajun reel.
Bayou Diversity is written and narrated by Kelby Uchley and produced in the studios of KEDM Public Radio.